A federal historian was in Klukwan last week working to reunite 19th century maps with the descendants of the local people who helped create them. From member station KHNS, Tara Bicknell has the story.
Sometime around 1869, in Klukwan, the Tlingit leader Koklux, along with his two wives, drew out a set of maps for visiting scientist George Davidson. Yes, the Davidson whose name is now found on modern maps above the Davidson Glacier. Some of those centuries-old charts, though, covered hundreds of miles from the Lynn Canal to the Yukon River. But they haven't been seen in Alaska since 1899. Until last week, when one historian made his first trip to Alaska to reunite the artifacts with the creator's descendants. John Cloud is a historian with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, based in Maryland.
Koklux and his two wives, who were sisters from the Stikine River, they were very good cartographers. You know, they knew the country really well, and they drew it in a way that is unique, but is very highly accurate.
It took Cloud 2 years of persuasion to access the National Archives, where most of the major historical records are preserved. When he got in, he began scanning maps people didn't even know about, found hidden away in the government's endless vaults.
And there were a lot of things I knew I wanted to find because I knew about them. And then there were other maps that just showed up. And the Koklux map was definitely one of the latter that I, you know, as soon as I saw it, wow. It's really crude, like rocky mountains, all the mountains.
In a presentation last week in Klukwan, Cloud described the process of getting the maps for viewing.
And the neat thing about them is, well, they're big and heavy. I mean, they're paper backed by linen. They tend to be 5 feet by 3 feet.
George Davidson, for whom the maps were originally drawn, worked for the Coast Survey for almost 50 years. And he was sent to the West Coast to map after the U.S. acquired California after the Mexican War.
Davidson got a telegraph. Go up to this place called Russian America and check out this crazy idea to buy it. He went to Sitka. Koklux happened to be in town. Davidson knew there would be a total eclipse of the sun in 1869 and planned to, he wanted to come back for that. And it was going to be visible in the upper Chilcot Valley. So it was, there was a cosmic intersection between Koklux and his wives and George Davidson.
Davidson was known for his sensitivity and sympathy towards Native cultures, and documents show that the Coast Survey tried to preserve the place names as they were known by the people living there.
And one of the things that they made a point of, and this shows up in official reports, is pay particular attention to local place names, particularly Indian place names, and do your best to spell them consistently and correctly, so that if you do your work right, the charts that we make with those names will themselves become the best historical authority. And the Koklux map is like that, I think.
And there's the Bancroft one.
That's the Bancroft one. That's the
A fascinated crowd gathered at last week's village council meeting to look at the drawings in Klukwan. The village now has digital copies and is working with Cloud to acquire the original mapping.
And so it's another world that came down, and many changes. And many changes at Klukwan and many changes elsewhere. So it's a look into a world that was about to change a great deal.
They welcomed the forgotten artifact with strange curiosity. I'm Tara Bicknell.